Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Bordell. I'm a realtor. We have RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on the blog and logging on to this podcast. It's been a while since the last podcast, but we're going to make a habit of doing this a little bit more regularly at this point. The first thing I should let you know, you may have seen a posting on the blog that our website is about to change drastically, and San Carlos Blog 2.0 is set to be released here in the next few weeks. We've been it's been under construction, which seems like forever, but probably the last 2 months. But we're just about ready to go with it. It should be a site that is far more informative. It'll be better organized and really give you everything in a nice, succinct manner that you'll need to know for the city of San Carlos and San Carlos real estate. So we should have that for you for the next few weeks. The subject of today's podcast is really the non-existence of our normal spring inventory. Every spring, we traditionally get a little bit of a push here where there's quite a few homes on the market, and currently we're sitting at 67 homes, single-family residences that are active in San Carlos. The interesting thing to note, a lot of people thought that we were going to hit with a huge inventory push this spring due to the economy, and it frankly just hasn't happened. We briefly touched at 77 active homes a few weeks ago and immediately shot back down into the 60s. And then a week and a half ago, we were down as low as 62, currently at 67. The interesting thing to note is that only 9 of those homes have been on the market for under 30 days. So what it tells you is that, you know, the traditional push, which takes place sometime in April and on into May, just really hasn't happened. And obviously, there's still May to go, but I'll tell you one big indicator. If you talk to any of the inspectors that do a lot of work in San Carlos, a lot of times when a home is being prepared for sale, there'll be a pest inspection and a property inspection done ahead of time. And a lot of those guys that do a lot of work in San Carlos are normally 10 to 14 days out of their work, and they're pretty readily available right now. Usually we only need a day or two. So that's a pretty good indication that our inventory may just not be there this year. And of course, that's due to a variety of things. Number one being the economy and the recession, and frankly what's going on in San Carlos is you have three different groups of sellers, in my opinion, and all of those are folks that are either have to sell due to financial reasons. Number two, you may have a trust sale where the trustee is simply disposing of the assets, and kind of the third group, and probably the group that's benefiting most out of what's going on, and that's the move-up group. So those folks that may be trying to take the next step up in the house level, for instance, if you have an $850,000 house in San Carlos right now that, let's just say, a year ago was maybe $950,000, you're taking a little bit of a haircut there percentage-wise, obviously. But on the move-up market, you can lose 10% at $900,000, or you can lose 10% at, $1.5 million. And obviously there's a big upside there. You're going to get your next house at a cheaper rate. And that's really who's selling in San Carlos right now. So again, just to summarize the three groups that are making up, in my opinion, a majority of the sellers in San Carlos, two of which are in mandatory sales positions. And that is folks that are unfortunately falling victim to the economy and the recession. And the second group, obviously, would be trust sales, where there needs to be some type of disposition to the trust assets. And those two groups are pretty much in mandatory sell periods. And then again, that third group, the move up group, can obviously be a little bit more calculating and discerning when it comes to possibly taking on an offer price that they may not be interested in. So the combination of all three of those groups and not a whole lot of folks falling in other groups has kind of led to the inventory being a little stingy. And people have asked me over the last few weeks, has there been any improvement? Maybe just a slight uptick would be my guess. There's obviously the stock market has stabilized somewhat. We were down at 6,500. We seem to be hovering right around 8,000 right now. And whether that sticks or not, I simply have no idea. I'm not qualified to speculate on that. But I can tell you that the perception in terms of a lot of buyers who are looking at San Carlos right now are starting to believe that things may have stabilized a little. And still not entirely convinced, but that's kind of the overall feeling for buyers. And I think you're going to see a lot more jump into the market. I think that a lot have been just a little unhappy with the amount of inventory and their choices. And again, a lot of those properties have been on the market a very long time. And it's a little frustrating when you have the combination of very low interest rates and you kind of feel like you're ready to go in the market and the inventory is just not there to back it up, or some of the prices are just, you know, you may feel are out of whack with what the rest of the economy is dictating. But that's pretty much the picture right now for San Carlos. And there are quite a few other items happening in San Carlos, and we'll obviously continue to monitor them here on the blog, and especially how they affect real estate values, what's going on with Measure B. And obviously there was a very lively discussion on Measure B on the blog. Last time I checked, we had 35 or 36 comments on it. And also what's going on in White Oaks right now, I think will be very interesting to see how that turns out and what effect, if any, it may have on San Carlos real estate. But we will continue to monitor those, and appreciate everyone logging on. The one item I would tell you, if you have any suggestions for we kind of have an empty category on the blog 2.0. So if there's something that you are really interested in, please write in and let me know. I'm happy to put it up there for the new launch. Other than that, appreciate everyone logging on, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.